Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's just a regular season. The playoffs are cooking, and my friend Elroy Jenkins, 2020, and we are the future now. And we all know that nobody covers all season like Unique, so let's look forward to the show. We're going forward, but for today, it is week 17 of the 2019 season. This is the last full slate of NFL football in the 2010. It is on to a new limit. It is on to a new start. And you know what? You cut the kitchen. You got to cut the house. And sometimes people got to get dropped off. And Nick, you know what I'm talking about and alluding to. But before we get into all that, I mean, obviously we know that you're a renowned Nick, NFL agent, Dangerous Mind school teacher. Nick, I talk about Skittles and running backs. The beast is back. And for Seattle, Nick, I want to go ahead and update us. You know, we're going to just mess around today like we usually. Obviously, we're going to go with these week 17. We got one game still going on. That's the Sunday night football game between San Francisco and Seattle. What's the Marshawn Lynch doing coming out of retirement for Seattle tonight as this game is going on Sunday night?
Well, what's going on, America? Root, oh, man, this is great, man, be doing the show with you. And let me get the family, man. It is so funny because he's a diehard Browns fan. And I decided to call my other buddy and said, man, let's go ahead and call Rudy, man, just to check in with him, see how he's doing. So after the Browns lost today, which I said last week's show, I said, go ahead and play the tape from last week. I said, man, the Bengals going to beat the Browns this Sunday. Rudy's like, man, get out here with that nonsense, man. These are the Bengals. They only won one game. Yep, they won two games to finish the season. And because of that, Browns, yeah, coach got fired. And I called Rudy on the phone. He didn't want to answer the phone. He was too hurt. He was hurt all over, man. It's okay, man. Don't get emotional about the team, man. I understand. It's all good. But anyway, Sunday night game, the score is 13-0. 49ers are beating the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks did score a touchdown, but it was called back due to a holding call. So right now it's 3rd and 5 on San Francisco's 23-yard line with 8:42 left in the third quarter.
All right, first of all, Ninja, look, you know I try not to cuss on here, so I'm going to try to stay true to that because my kids be listening. But don't talk about my motherfucking feelings, okay? Look, I ain't got feelings about the Browns. I'm detached. I got like some kind of complex that happens when you're abused in a relationship or in a family. Look, I got like some emotional numbness. Like, I done seen this coach carousel revolve so many times. So, obviously, we'll talk about that Browns opening. But in this scenario, like, I was a Freddie Kitchens apologist. So, you know what, bro? It was the best thing for that to happen, that they lost, man. Be honest with you. Browns are sitting at 10th overall, and Freddie Kitchens did not get the job done. So, it's time to move on, man. Like I said, time to clean out the kitchens. Moving on, Nick, man. Antonio Brown. He worked out for the Saints. And you know what I said about this move, Nick? The reason why I love this move, if the Saints had made it, which obviously they have not and are not probably going to, is this was a big finger to the league and to the Patriots. I don't think the Saints necessarily have a quarrel with the Patriots, but the whole league should have a quarrel with the Patriots because of the lack of action based off their cheating scheme that's still going on. Defined spy called a Spygate 2.0. But then as far as the NFL, the big thing there was that, you know, Antonio Brown is not officially suspended. He's not on the non-football injury list, so it kind of puts the NFL's feet to the fire. Let's not forget about Bounty Gate. But in New Orleans, things are looking good. They're coming off a win today, which we'll touch on shortly. But, Nick, obviously, you know, we've alluded to the Browns firing Freddie Kitchens. You know, there was another reported firing that was in the news, Marone. That was almost like a hoax, right? With Doug Marone being fired by Jacksonville. And then Shad Khan said, no, 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 not so fast, my friend. You do not know what I do in my organization. So then we don't know if Marone's going to be fired. Probably will, right? Tomlin's already been fired. But he said, no, he's not fired till I say he's fired. Okay, so that's probably nothing like what Shad Khan sounds like. But I look at him like Shad Khan was in the Jungle Book. The movie The Jungle Book, like he was Mowgli's dad. That's so random. But in any event, man, you know, Black Monday's coming up, you know, and it makes me want to go online and buy some stuff from Amazon or eBay. Well, that's Black Friday, actually. No, it's Black Monday. Now, the good thing about Black Monday is it's a new beginning for an organization looking for a new coach. Sad thing for teams like the Browns is you know that it's coming every couple years, you know, every couple years of ineptitude. But a couple guys that are on the hot seat, we already mentioned Marone. Him with the reported firing before it actually happened. Shermer for the Giants, and also Garrett for the Cowboys. Nick's an NFC East expert here with us. Now I'm gonna go through some guys that I think the Browns should potentially hire. Nick, would you please touch on the Garrett and Dallas situation? Obviously, Dallas eliminated from the playoffs today. Shermer, you know, losing likely his finale for the Giants. And then also Doug Marone. Even what you think might happen in Washington, where there's an interim situation, and also Carolina.
Yeah, so far as the NFC East, I'm just going to start with my New York Giants for the new fans that tune in to our show. Rudy's diehard Browns. I'm a diehard Giants and Raiders. Giants number one, Raiders number two. Yes, I do have two teams. Giants fans since 1984, Raiders fans since 1987. I always got to put that out there because some teams, some fans be like, what? Nah, you just been a Giants fan. Nah, I've been a Giants fan my whole life. But anyway, New York Giants head coaching situation. It disturbs me that our owner, co-owner, Mara and Tish wants to start over. But Mara says, nah, I'm still on the fence about Shermer. I'm on the fence about firing him. Think about maybe giving him another year. Why? I mean, Shermer just went, what, won nine games in two seasons? Come on, man. There's nothing to talk about, nothing to think about. Just pull the plug. Just move on. I mean, this guy is just not an NFL head coach. He's an assistant. Some assistants should never become head coaches. I'm not going to say, you know, put a negative asterisk to all those guys. But there are some assistants that actually deserve to be head coach. But there are some who just need to stay as an assistant. As far as the Dallas Cowboys situation goes, Matt Rhule is someone that they're looking at. I think Jason Garrett, he's done. It's a wrap on him because this Cowboys team is too damn talented. Probably have one of the most talented rosters in the NFL, according to Jerry Jones. He always wants to hype up his Cowboys, America's team. But guess what? America's team is going to be sitting at home during the wild card weekend. So, yeah, whatever about the America's playoff, America's team or whatever. But I think as far as the Cowboys goes, I think they're going to look at Matt Rhule or Urban Meyer. Those are the two coaching candidates, along with Lincoln Riley. That's if Lincoln Riley will leave the college football coaching world and come to the NFL. Don't do it, Lincoln. Just stay at Oklahoma. Don't do it, man. Just stay at Oklahoma. As far as the Washington Redskins, they did fire Bruce Allen. He's no longer in charge of the business decisions there or whatever. I like Bruce Allen. Very well respected along the NFL league. But, yeah, they just time to move on. They're going to start fresh with him. Sounds like they're going to land a deal with Ron Rivera, who Rudy and I both would like for the Giants and for the Browns. But Rivera has department, some people close to him said that the Redskins are his first choice, and he's in Washington right now, and the Redskins do hope to get a deal done tomorrow. So I look for Rivera to be the Washington Redskins' next head football coach. And then in Jacksonville, man, it's a wrap. We already know the owner came out and said, well, it's not true that he got fired. I guess they want him to finish, you know, coaching today, come in the office tomorrow, and then discuss things. But Marone, I don't see how he comes back in Jacksonville. I mean, hey, give the team credit, though. They did beat the Colts. I didn't think that was going to happen because last 2 weeks they did look like they have quit on their coaches.
Now, Shad Khan, again, looks like he might be, cast in the Jungle Book. He also looks like he may own a circus. He did not want to say that Marrone was fired. What he wants is for right after Marrone finished the season, he wants for Marrone to come into his office and be like, do you think that you had a good season this year, my friend? Do you think that you had a good season? Oh, you do, don't you? You do. Well, you are fired now. You are fired. I thought about keeping you, but now you are fired, and I am a shotgun. Okay, that's bad. All right, but what I do want to say is that, you know, it'll be interesting to see. We don't ever want for guys to get fired or lose their job, but sometimes it's clear, like with the Browns today, after what happened in that Bengals game, that guys, you know, just have to move on, go on their own way. Sometimes you can go your own way, and, you know, sometimes it's better for both parties involved. Neek, I'm going to move on to the next topic. Go ahead.
Nah, man. You don't want coaches to get fired. I understand that you're not big on people losing their job. But let me tell you, Pat Shurmur, I'm a diehard Giants fan. We already know about the history of our organization. Pat Shurmur has looked terrible as a coach, man, just calling some of the dumbest play calls, just in-game management, clock management. I mean, not putting the right guys in the formations, this and that. No, he needed to be fired. He needs to be fired. I'm calling for him to be fired. I want him to be fired.
No more coaches getting fired today, but we are going to come back and talk about a topic that deals with organizational dysfunction in just a second. Wanted to mention another couple things, Nick. Switching topics a little bit and actually switching leagues, organizations in the NCAA College Football National Championship. It will feature the defending championship Clemson Tigers against the LSU Tigers. If you have some Tiger blood in you, shout out to Charlie Sheen, then, you know, this would be a good championship for you, right? Ohio State lost to Clemson in a great game, spectacular, like a classic. LSU shredded Oklahoma. And from the game, we learned that Joe Burrow will be the number one pick unless the Brown family and the whole Bengals organization is smoking crack on draft day, right? They're drafting Burrow with his 7 touchdowns in the first half, number one overall. And that's right. This is the only sports show where you'll get a reference to people smoking crack if they don't make the right draft picks. That's right. Also, extensions for a couple players. Get that money. Get that shmoney. Marcus Peters extended for 3 years, $42 million with the Ravens. Got a little reaction from a couple of Browns players not even worth talking about. The Texans also extended defensive end Whitney Mercilus. Nick, I did want to touch on one topic with you that the debate shows just aren't touching on this enough because then, I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate as to why. Who was more disappointing this year, Nick? Was it my Browns at 6-10, or was it the Dallas Cowboys who actually finished off on a good note, blowing out they played Washington there, right? So they blew out Washington, and they went 8-8 for the season. But, Nick, both of these teams are extremely talented. Obviously, you have a lot of talent at the running back position, the receiver position. You got a franchise quarterback, lame duck coach in Cleveland's case, no coach right now. Which team was more disappointing this year, the 6-10 Browns or the 8-8 Cowboys?
Well, I mean, come on, man. If we're going to do a 1A, 1B, or can we just do a tie? Both teams were. Both teams were very disappointing. And before the season started with our season preview show, I was a big believer in the Browns. I'm not going to lie. I drank the Browns Kool-Aid. I was hype on that Browns train because I couldn't believe it, all the talent they had. Anytime you have 2 1,000-yard receivers and you have a running back that leads the NFL in rushing yards, but you have 10 losses. That don't make sense. But that's why they are the Browns. That's why there's the Browns for you. And then for the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, I'm not even going to go through their roster. I think, Cooper finished with 1,000 receiving yards. Gallup finished with 1,000 receiving yards. Ezekiel Elliott had over 1,000 receiving yards. Dak Prescott threw for 5,000 yards. But Jameis Winston did that. But Prescott did throw for about high 4,000s or something. But this team is sitting at home because they're supposed to be called America's team, which that's a debate for another show. So if you ask me, Rudy, my answer is both teams are very disappointing.
First of all, if the Cowboys are America's team, the Cowboys are America's team in Trump's America. The Cowboys are the Make America Great team again for Trump and his ass about to get impeached. We ain't going political, but we are going to week 17. Let's go to Buffalo. Let's go to New York State. Let's start off with these Bills. These Bills coming off a loss to the Patriots. do-do-do-do. It's like, can we get some NFL Prime music? Do-do-do-do, do-do-do. All right, that's not how it goes. But you know what? Darnold didn't have a bad damn season, man. And for all the teetering and waffling I do, man, going to my guy Baker, obviously we stabbed some Browns fan. I'm pissed right now. Baker threw some wish-ass throws. You familiar with wish sandwiches, Nick? Are you hood enough to remember wish sandwiches? It's like you wish you had some meat in the house, you know, putting some syrup or some butter on the sandwich just to get some sustenance. You know what I'm saying? Baker throwing some wish sandwiches. Darnold, man, Darnold went out there and he executed a game plan to beat these Buffalo Bills. I'm talking about 199 yards, a TD and a pick. Nothing impressive, obviously, for the Bills. We got Barkley playing. So the Bills went to a lot of their backups. They couldn't muster enough points. But for the Jets to go 7-9 after Darnold missed those, what, four or five games with mono, that's solid, right? You got something to build on. They really just need to replenish the shelves and the pantry. Jets win this one 13-6.
Yeah, so for the sake of this show, I'm not going to touch on too many games where teams had their backups in because it's pretty much just like an exhibition game. But let's talk about the Dolphins and the Patriots. And this game right here, come on, about 98% of America had the Patriots blowing out the Dolphins because the Patriots need to get some get back. But that's why they play the game of football on Sundays. And let me give a big shout out to Coach Flores. Brian Flores, man, I'm going to tell you right now, I know the coach of the year probably is going to be Kyle Shanahan or somebody else, but Brian Flores, for having this team who is very deficient and a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball, but this team went 5-11. Devontae Parker today, he balled out. He tore up Stephon Gilmore. And let me tell you like this. Now, there was a game behind the Browns, but let me tell you like this. Every week we always do the W Gut Award. W Gut Award. What does that stand for? That's Neek's own award. It's called Who Gave Up That Ass with No Vaseline. And this award today goes to, to finish off this 2019 season, it goes to Stephon Gilmore. Yes, I know he's one of the best corners in the game, but Gilmore, you got your ass lit up today. Devontae Parker, 8 catches, 137 yards, all on you, Gilmore. What's going on, man? You're supposed to be the best corner in the game, but you just gave up that ass repeatedly to Parker. Parker just abused you. He could have called up some other homies. Hey, you want some Gilmore too? Let's get a little piece of that ass. But anyway, Parker balled out. Give up props to the Miami Dolphins. Winning the Foxborough. Won the game 27-24.
All right, Nick. We basically covered the whole AFC East there. And that is beautiful. I love how you broke down giving up that ass. Remind me of high school, basically.
What? Well, high school?
Yeah.
Gave up ass?
No, they were giving up ass. The girls were giving up ass.
Ah! Yeah.
But look.
Cover your ears, children.
I know, right? So, quick update on this San Francisco-Seattle game. San Francisco's up 19-7 in the third quarter with 3:25 left. We'll keep updating you on that. Going back to a game we already talked about, basically gave you away, gave you the ending away. The Browns, you know, again, supposed to pretty much favorite every week. They underperformed again, losing this game to inexplicably to a 1-14 at the time team. The Bengals finished the season 2-14, but the Browns finished the season 6-10. The Browns lose this one 33-23. Some of the things you got to look at: Odell finishes the year over 1,000 yards. You know, he went for 81 yards in this one. Chubb was shut down the last 2 weeks against Baltimore and against Cincinnati. The Browns started off 3-0 in the division to promptly lose the last three games against each of the other three teams in the division. And Freddie Kitchens stopped and somehow tanking to not be there at the end of the year is unsuccessful again.
But like they always say, that's the Browns for you. And Rudy, man, where's our producer at? We got to pull up the tape, man. Last week, I'm saying it again, Rude. I sat here and told you that those Browns were going to lose to those Bengals.
Bro, I don't watch the Bengals all year. I went to go see the Bengals in person. I mean, I knew there was a chance, man, as bad as the Browns have played without Myles Garrett. And I'm glad to move on to next year with the 10th pick and basically going into free agency for a coach. Tear up the roster. We've identified, me and you, about 12 guys that we should keep. Other than that, gut the roster, bring in a new system, new coach. We're used to this, bro. I'm tried and tested. I'm ready for this. I'm used to this as a Browns fan.
I know, man. Lifelong Browns fan. Since Haslam took over ownership of this team in 8 years, they've had what?
We're going to go next year, too, bro. We're going to a new system. We about to throw the 4-3. So the 4-2-5 stuff is out. Baker got to learn a new system. Baker probably going to run this coach up out of there if they lose two games in a row. What is we talking about, bro? It's a cycle. The only thing I can't do is I can't put all my heart into it like that. I got other things I got to worry about. But that's them Browns for you.
All right, speaking of your team, man, let's go over to my team, my Giants, man. I just got to get those off my chest. I'm telling you, I wish I could go to bed tonight seeing the news line, the news clipping, Giants fire past Shermer. Oh, I would smile so nice. I'd just be in bed sleeping like a baby. Man, like Ronald McDonald, have that Ronald McDonald smile on my face. This cheese is so good. Man, I can't wait till we fire Shermer. I'm going to tell you like this. We had a good shot to go in here the game and ruin the Eagles' playoff chances. I mean, it was pretty much set. After last week, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, threw 5 touchdown passes. Very good. Now, I understand the Eagles have one of the best run defenses, so they pretty much shut down Saquon Barkley until the second half, this and that, blah, blah, blah. The game was close. It was 20-17 until Danny Dimes fumbled, got stripped, got sacked, fumbled, because Nate Solder, one of the most overpaid tackles in the game, 6'8", soft. What I call him? I call him a sack, a soft-ass tackle. That's what he is, 6'8", just soft, man. Every time I see him go back in his blocking technique and schemes, soft. That's all I want to whisper, soft. But anyway, Giants got blown out in this game. Score looked terrible, 34-17. Pat Shermer could not make any in-game adjustments as usual. So, therefore, I was just hoping and praying after the game, like, damn, let me see it. So, the Browns fired their coach. Hold on. I know the Giants fired the fire coach. Like, damn. So, now I got to wait till tomorrow. But anyway, Giants lost that game. Move on next season. Rude, how I feel about it, man. It is what it is. We get a new coach. Hopefully, we get a coach who knows what the hell he's doing, who has experience in the NFL. Then we'd be good to go. All right. You want to move on to Washington game?
Yeah, let's go ahead and move on to the Washington game. Neek, also wanted to say that I know that I am available for the Browns head coaching position, and I do want to put your application in or resume right on the air for the Giants head coaching position. I think that you do a better job than Shermer. I think that you would win at least 6 games each year, if not
six
more.
Games?
Five.
Hell no,
five
I win more than that.
5 would be an improvement, Neek. I mean, don't get greedy. Don't get greedy. You're not that smart, Neek. I mean, you're not that smart, D. 5 is an improvement, okay? Baby steps, okay? I can promise the Browns I can win 7 games. You might not get in the playoffs, but you'll win 7 damn games, which is a damn improvement, and that's fucking sad. All right, so we're going to move on to the other half of the NFC East. The Washington, let's not say their names. It's a blasphemous slur. Against the Dallas Cowboys, and the Dallas Cowboys had to win this game. They also needed the Giants to defeat the Eagles. Obviously, the first part or the other part that didn't happen, we already touched the Eagles game. But Dallas went out and they played like they just played a year. How about them boys? How about them boys? 4-7 and they won this.
That's America's team for ya. That's America's team for ya.
Hey, bottom line, Jerry Jones say, man, the Cowboys owner. Oh, how about the Cowboys? You see that roster? You see what we have? We got Zeke. We got Dak. We got Amari. We got Gallup. We got Dexter Lawrence. Yeah, you got all them guys, but guess what? You're going to be seeing your ass at home like us watching the game. Yeah, anyway, that's enough about the Cowboys. Let's talk about these Steelers and Ravens. Man, I was so happy that these, you know, Rudy and I, we can't stand the Steelers. I just can't stand them. I'm so sick and tired every time I see a Steelers fan.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
No, I'm telling you. I'm a Steelers fan today. It was earlier today. And he was like, yeah, man, what's going on? And he was like, yeah, you got your Giants on. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And I was just sitting here in my head. I was like, I know he's about to say it. And I said, so you're a Steelers fan, huh? Yep.
Six Super Bowls. Six Super Bowls. That's what those Steelers fans always say. Always living in the past. Six Super Bowls. I'm just sitting there like, damn you, man. I'm so sick and tired of hearing that. But anyway, Steelers lost this game to the Ravens backups. Ravens finished the season 14-2. Home field advantage in the AFC. Ravens going to look like they're going to be a tough out. And the Steelers, man, they could not stop this Ravens running game. Gus Edwards ran all over the Steelers today. 21 carries, 130 yards. Ravens win 28-10.
Bro, did you say the Ravens going to be a tough out? Bro, they won like 12, 13 straight games. Come on, man. Yeah, they're going to be a problem to deal with. And really, you're going to just have to shut down the run. You're going to have a solid defense. Really shut down their run, make Lamar pass. Let's go back and, go back to a couple games where teams that, you know, they could have took the week off, but they was trying. Like Green Bay. Green Bay against Detroit. They struggled in this one, right? They started off struggling. Detroit really established. And Detroit's been playing hard all year. Give them props. You know, even though they only won three games, like David Blau caught a touchdown pass, right? They was pulling out the stops. They was going all out. But sometimes effort is not enough. Little Timmy, ain't no effort awards in the NFL and in the professional workplace. Little Timmy, sometimes you're just not sufficient at your job. And you know what? Sometimes you got to get fired. Now, Patricia's not going to get fired, but obviously changes do need to be made for the Detroit Lions. Might be time to move on for Stafford. The Lions lost this one 23-20 at home. Let's go ahead and move on to another game that looked like it's going to be a game, like it's upset, right? Oh, yeah, Kansas City. Oh, man, they're losing them Chargers. Phillip Rivers, he's going out with a bang. Is he going to be here for the Chargers next year? Oh, we don't know, but we love Phillip. It's the end of his career, bro. He's not that guy anymore, man. The Chiefs win this one 31-21. So sad, so bad, but it's time to go.
Yeah, he, hold on, man, Rue. Let me. It's so funny. You want to put the nail in and Phil Rivers' coffin in his career, right? That's what you're saying. Okay.
Now, hold on.
Let me speak. You're sitting over here smiling. You just know it's the end of Phillip Rivers' career. But I'm going to tell you like this. Up in Cleveland, Ohio, Baker Mayfield needs someone to light a fire under his ass. He needs some competition. Whoever the Browns' next head coach might sit there and say, man, yeah, Baker's feeling himself a little too much. His sophomore season, he struggled.
Himself.
He struggled big time. It was terrible the 2019 season.
Oh, this one,
but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and bring in the old man, Phillip Rivers. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and bring him on in. And I told you, Rue, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm calling it right now. Phillip Rivers or Eli Manning will be the backup quarterback in Cleveland next year. Because you know why? That's the brand for you.
Hey, but that's the breaks also. But Baker needs that, man. He needs that competition. I've been telling you that for the weeks, too. And I don't think it's going to be either of them two guys, but he does need somebody to come in and push him, whether it be Teddy Bridgewater or whomever they can get for the right price, a mid-round draft pick. We're going to wrap up the show here. We only got a couple minutes left, so we're going to run through a couple of these last scores here. Chicago and Minnesota, this is a game that didn't have feature much on the line. Minnesota had wrapped up their playoff spot or bid. However, they lose this one to Chicago. The NFC North was an extremely competitive division. The Bears win this one 21-19. We have Atlanta finishing the season out strong. The Fighting Dan Quinns, he's a coach that we didn't mention to be on the hot seat because he saved his job after definitely being fired early in the year, getting dropped off in the national media. But he's going to hold on to his job, and the Falcons beat the Bucks in overtime, 28-22.
And real quick, Jameis Winston, the Buccaneers quarterback, set two NFL records today. He has seven with – okay, hold on. Let me phrase this. He threw a pick six today, right? So that pick six today gave him seven on the year. Seven pick sixes in one season. That's ridiculous. That's embarrassing. And then the other record that Jameis set, he has 30 touchdowns on the season. And then to finish off this game, he threw a pick six that helped Falcons win the game. So he had 30 touchdowns on the season and 30 interceptions. So he started his own club, the Jameis Winston 30-30 club. 30 touchdowns, 30 picks.
You know he had to be in that 30-30 club. Nick, run through these scores. New Orleans over Carolina 42-10. Carolina struggling to end the season. Changes will be made. Who knows if Cam Newton will be back. Jacksonville beat the Indianapolis Colts. Jacksonville wins this one 38-20. Was that even correct? All right, and then also Tennessee beat Houston 35-14. And also Denver edges the Oakland Raiders, who actually before the gate they started, they had a chance to make the playoffs, but not anymore. Tennessee gets that final playoff spot. Denver beats Oakland 16-15. Finally, the Rams beat the upstart Arizona Cardinals. We already told you about Sunday Night Football. It features the other half of the NFC West. Right now, I still see it that San Francisco's winning this one. So, everybody, we love you. See you in 2020.
Is that right? Yeah, actually, 2020. All right, fans, Neek, Root, see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.